him Edgy Exegesis. Try saying that 10 times. The Reverend Dr. Alice McKenzie tells a story on her baby brother, Robert. When he was 5 years old, he was assigned a part in the Christmas Eve pageant. He had his heart set on being a wise man because of the cool costumes. But he wasn't cast as a wise man, nor as Joseph, or the innkeeper, or even a shepherd. Instead, he was cast in a role his mother tried to convince him was the most important role of all, the narrator. He only had one line, and it was straight out of Scripture, Luke chapter 2, verse 40, the verse right before today's gospel reading. After all the actors in the pageant had processed down the aisle to the front and had taken their places in the nativity scene, little Robert was to come out, walk to the center, pause to heighten the moment, gesture toward the child, and dramatically say loudly and clearly, "And the child grew and became strong." He had the last word of the whole play. That's what his mother kept telling him. She took him to Sears and bought him a Christmas suit, little black pants and a red velvet blazer, a white shirt and a clip-on bow tie for his acting debut. The whole family helped him practice around the house, prompting him with the first part of his line, "And the child grew," to which he would chime in, "and became strong." Or other times he would start things off by saying out of the blue, "And the child grew," to which the whole family would respond in chorus, "and became strong." Add to that the weekly practices during Sunday school. And by the time Christmas Eve arrived, this little thespian was set to do the family proud. The family is still not sure what happened that night. Maybe it was because he had never practiced with the darkened sanctuary, or maybe it was because he'd never practiced with a house full of people. Whatever the reason, when the Holy Family and their entourage were in place and the moment came, Robert walked out, his red velvet jacket glowing in the candlelight, and stood in front of the congregation. He was a baby deer with blonde curls and big blue eyes caught in the headlights. He opened his mouth and nothing came out. His eyes began to glimmer and his little lip began to tremble. He looked toward the baby and gestured, but he couldn't get the words out. The pageant director, from her position as prompter, crouched behind the lectern and whispered to him softly, "Psst, Robert." And the child grew and became strong. Still nothing. And she whispered again, this time a little louder, "And the child grew and became strong." And suddenly a look of relief washed over Robert's face. He leaned forward in a conspiratorial manner and whispered to the congregation in an audible and even dramatic stage whisper, "And the child grew and became strong." And the child grew and became strong. With this one line, Luke transitions us from baby Jesus to adolescent Jesus. It can feel a little jarring to those of us who are still basking in the glow of angelic chorus and are still warmed by the welcome of the newborn child. Maybe we're left wondering, after Christmas, what? Where are we to go after we have celebrated, after we have heard the angels sing and watched the shepherds worship? Where are we to go after the wonder has faded and we've been plodding amid the ordinary circumstances of everyday life? In the church calendar, this Sunday is listed simply as Second Sunday after Christmas. That seems a little too bland to me. I think it would be more rightly called Preparation for Epiphany Sunday. Because we need some time to learn what our role is supposed to be and to practice our lines. That's where we find Jesus today, after all, practicing for who he will become. His parents have brought him at age 12 to participate in the major religious event in the life of a child that would later become known as the Bar Mitzvah, son of the law. At this time, a child was considered an adult for purposes of accountability and responsibility under the law. It's in this context of a boy becoming a man that today's narrative is set. When the festival is over, Mary and Joseph begin their journey home in a caravan of family, only to find after the first day of travel that their son is not with them, each thinking perhaps he's with the other. The women and children would travel in the front. The men would travel together in the back. This boy man, where might he be? Not knowing, they return to Jerusalem and find Jesus after 3 days of separation. I can only imagine the anxiety and fear that must have accompanied these parents during their 3-day search. The fear and anxiety of any parent in such a situation is readily apparent in Mary's question, "Why have you treated us like this?" Mary explains in her frustration, "Your father and I have been searching in great anxiety." To which Jesus responds, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house?" Jesus' response seems to express some surprise that Mary should be so concerned. His words to his mother do not seem to be a rebuke to Mary, as much as they seem to betray simply surprise that Mary doesn't seem to comprehend what this boy man Jesus himself is now beginning to understand about himself, what people have been saying all along. Jesus is coming to an awareness of his role in the world. As he's becoming a son of the law, he's beginning to embrace the responsibility of what that will demand as the Son of God. The future that was promised to Mary for her baby is now beginning to unfold in this 12-year-old. As Jesus becomes more aware of who he is, who God has created him to be, he finds his way to the temple to prepare, to learn, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, so that he can become the Savior the world needs for him to be. And the child grew and became strong. These simple lines, the simple line that ended the Christmas play, spoke the first words of the season of Epiphany. Epiphany begins this week, January 6th. Its name in Greek means manifestation, theophany, or the appearance of God. Epiphany, as a Christian feast day, celebrates the revelation of God the Son as a human being in Jesus Christ. In the Western Church, we've done this by following the Magi to the star. In the Eastern Church, they've observed this tradition by recognizing the baptism of Jesus as the manifestation of Jesus as God's only begotten Son. During the season of Epiphany, we Christians are to point to that manifestation of God and continue the revelation of God so that Christ can become the Savior the world needs him to be. Next Sunday, The first Sunday after the Epiphany, we will celebrate the baptism of Jesus. It's a big day in our church. We're called in the thanksgiving of the water every time we bring somebody into the body of Christ through baptism. It's one of the 4 days commended to us by our tradition to baptize new members of the body of Christ, to make new Christians. It's an important day because it reveals God, Jesus, as God's beloved, the Christ, and also because each one of us shares in Jesus' baptism. Each one of us has a role to carry out in the ministry of Jesus. I'll blow your mind, won't it? That's what it means to be a baptized member of the body of Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian. After Christmas,